This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next guest is Maria Bololia from Pronia, which used to be formerly known as the Australia Greek Welfare Society, who's the project manager overseeing the LGBTI Greek project, which was recently funded by the state government. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Tass.
Thank you for coming in.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
So, you got some money from the government for this project. Thank you to the state government. They've actually funded a lot of really, really great projects for our community and all communities. Tell us about the project and what you'd like to achieve with it.
Sure. The project is a one-year project. It's a project that looks at multi-tiered variables. It's about community education for the LGBTI Greek community and their families. It's about professional development for Pronia, the Australian Greek Welfare Society. It's about professional development for the volunteers at Pronia, so the main staff base at the head office and their volunteers. It's about doing consultations and setting up focus groups with the LGBTI young adults, because Pronia historically has been involved with aged care.
The more mature members of the community.
That's right. So my background is youth development.
Yep.
I came from a local government job for 23 years, concentrating on teenagers and young adults. And in the last 10 years of that, branched off into the LGBTI. So my passion is young adults and youth.
Now, I have a little bit of experience with the Greek community in lots of ways.
Sure you do.
One of the challenges in the Greek community and other communities is, particularly around LGBTI issues, is culture. Is, you know, oh, no, well, you know, what will the community think? You know, don't come out. You know, don't tell anyone, you know.
Maka, Maria and I sitting here rolling our eyes as you...
Uncle Costa will be upset, you know.
Uncle Costa, what about Thea Maria and what about your mum and your grandparents? And they're all going to die because you've
told them
that you are a lesbian.
I mean, and that's, the number of Greeks that I hear say, I can't do that to my parents.
You know what? Do what I did. Get in there young at 16, hit them between the eyes.
And tell them,
well, I've got something to tell you. Here it is. This is who I am. I'm a lesbian. You do come from Lesbos, mum. There was a big slap across the face. There was spitting in the face, and then there was my exit of the house.
Yes.
You know, at 16, I told her, at 17, I was long gone, living my lovely gay life.
It is.
So tell us, I mean, you know, we hear, and I hear this round the traps, and lots of people say to me, you're of Greek background, this must have been really tough. Yes, it was tough, but is this the norm? Is this the experience of, and is it changing?
That's what I hope to achieve in this short year that I have at Pronia. But, yeah, the project's called Starting the Conversation. Mm. It's about looking at diversity in families. It's about broadening the mindset of probably the first generation, mostly my parents' age. Their minds aren't going to be changed ever. They have a fundamental sort of religious undertone, which is a killer for them and a killer for us and a killer for everyone in the LGBTI Greek community. I mean, there is the Greek and Gay Support Network that has about 1,000 members, but they're kind of undercover. You know, they have a secured Facebook page and they're really, really hard to access. Some of them are politically active and the...
Really?
Well, yes, Tess.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Well, that group used to be a lot more politically active many, many years ago. I think they've gone back underground. And part of my job is to coax them out and, you know, get back. This year at Pride, there was 4.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, where's the rest of you?
There's the other 996. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of this project is to unpack some of the myths, some of the taboos, to have some conversations around the fact that there are culture shifts and changes, even in the Greek community. Woe and behold, there are changes to legislation, there are changes to political flavours in this country, and the first generation Greeks do really need to get on board with it because they've been here since the 60s, they've upheld their values, they think, you know, that they've been great Greek citizens by doing that. Greece has moved along in leaps and bounds in terms of LGBTI, we won't look at the economy, but, you know...
Greece actually has legalised civil unions between same-sex couples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Interestingly enough, totally opposed by the Greek Church.
Well, yeah, it's a franchise dispute.
And so in many respects, the Church does help to shape some of the values in the community.
What's with the doors?
Doors.
The doors in the church.
Sliding doors.
The sliding doors. I went... I mean... I do understand it, and a lot of the... she's about to...
You're all laughing. What are you laughing about?
About the
doors.
Sliding doors, the sliding doors. But, you know, a comment that was said to me once by a Greek boy whose mother said to him, why don't you just get married like everyone else, then do what you want? In other words, you know...
Pretend.
But... It's not a laughing matter because for young Greeks, LGBTI, it's a real challenge because, yes, those first generations don't want to hear about it. They don't want to understand about it. They don't want to upset the priest. They don't want to upset all the people back in the village who actually couldn't give a basket of olives about it, really, because they've moved on. So that challenge is huge. It's huge.
You've hit the nail on the head in terms of like the double standards and in terms of what we do behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. Like my mum said to me, okay, that's what you are. I'll never accept it. But she said, never tell the relatives or the extended family. So get on with your life, do what you like, but keep it hush hush. Now, it's interesting, even in the Greek media, Neos Kosmos, the Greek version of The Age, published our press release next to a picture of the church. Nice and safe. Generated. It's definitely started the conversation.
Certainly has.
Well, look, I think what I want to do is I want to get you back every 3 months. I want you to come in and tell us about it. And it's a call to arms. All the Greeks out there, both the parents and the kids and everyone, you've got to understand this is not going to change. And you know what? Being gay, being lesbian, being bi, being trans, being intersex, you know what? It's God's work. It's God's work. Think about it. Right? It's not in the franchise manual, I know, but it's God's work. And Maria is going to lead the charge because she's running this fantastic project.
Maria, what happens in 12 months' time?
Well, hopefully I've got this incredible evidence base. I put together a report that is taken up by a governmental department and we get some more funding.
Yeah.
This is a part of the project.
You probably won't. What's the community going to do?
Okay, well, the community, either Pronje itself needs to decide, will they take this project on board and fund it internally or... In terms of the sustainability, I'll produce cold-specific, Greek-specific resources and information and pamphlets, and hopefully they can have a lifelong sort of effect on the Greek community that actually attends and uses Pronje.
Perfect. Maria, thank you.
for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.